your town, your sound, your very own WGN.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt on a beautiful morning in the city of Chicago. I'm new around here. I've only been here since, I think, May 31st, and every day I get to meet new people here at 720 WGN. And yesterday, I got to meet Dave Plyer. He popped in, and I'm like, oh, look, that's what he looks like, dressed like a million bucks.
Oh, stop it.
It was really nice to see you. Dave Plyer has the Dave Plyer Show Friday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. He also hosts the Sinatra Hours Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. And I know you were excited yesterday because you were having Robin Baumgarten in. And one of our favorite weather
Paul
guys.
Conrad.
Yeah.
Paul Conrad. Yeah, you know, first of all, I want to say, and I told you this yesterday, too, it's such a pleasure to hear your voice on the station. I think you do just a terrific job. It's just such a breath of fresh air, you know?
Aw, thanks, Dave. And I told you what a big fan I was of that WGN morning show, so how fun was it to sit down with them?
Yeah, you know, we pre-recorded a interview with Robin and Paul because they're celebrating 25 years on the W, which is crazy, on the WGN Morning News. And when you think about this show, man, it is number one, has been number one for quite some time, from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m., and they capture the youngest demo. And for being on the air that long with that group of people, it's such a fun show, and there's no question why they're at the top of the ratings, right?
And I think that Robin used to be the traffic reporter for the John Landecker, for
Johnny B.
Johnny B. show back in the day, right?
It was Johnny B., yeah. She was, right out of college, I think, when she did that.
And, wow.
You know, yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too, but she's never been, this is the funniest thing, she was never at the Tribune Tower when we had the radio station there. She's always done phone interviews, never has seen our radio studios in 25 years, and has never been to these studios. So that was a heavy lift.
Yeah,
to get her to show up.
I can't wait to hear her on your show this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Dave is also the chairman of the Museum of Broadcast Communications. That is here in Chicago. And I'm not saying this because I'm in the business, but it is a very cool place that many people overlook. And since we all grew up with radio and TV, when they're reopening in October, right? It's a good place to go see.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the exciting news that we broke yesterday was John Oliver from Last Week with John Oliver on HBO. You know, he wanted to help, these museums last year because, I mean, with the pandemic, I mean, the hit that our museum took, as much as all of them in Chicago, I mean, we were down 80-85% in revenue. You couldn't open the doors. You couldn't have a fundraiser, so to speak. So it was a tough year. I mean, we made it through grants and so forth, but he held a contest and he said, put together a video of why you should win. It was a $10,000 grant. Plus at the museum itself, you get to have, it's an art gallery that he put together. So that's part of the exhibit as well. And hundreds, maybe even thousands of museums submitted entries for this. And we won. We were one of the top five museums that won.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
So on October 2nd, his art museum comes to our museum to be on display. And then, not only did we get the $10,000 grant, but we also got $10,000 to give away. So we gave it to the Greater Chicago Food Depository. So we have a partner in this, which is just wonderful. And then we're opening up a new exhibit called the Century of Radio, because we're obviously in the year of 100, celebrating 100 years of radio. WGN celebrating 100 years next year. So I think we're going to add something on for GN at the museum as well. But yeah, we've got some really great exhibits opening up in October.
And it's 60 years of Bozo's Circus.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. The September 11th, actually, which is crazy, is the day that show premiered at Bradley Place. And, you know, we've always had the Chicago School of Television exhibit, which is really, we set the tone in the city of Chicago for local programming, for sports and children's programming and news. I mean, we were really an example to the nation when television came around in the 50s and early 60s. So we have all the artifacts from that show, including all the costumes, the Bozo drum that still has the postcards in there from the last show where people would submit to play the grand prize game. So those are still in there, which is crazy. The big Bozo drum, the grand prize game, all that stuff. So, you know, to celebrate the 60 years, people can come see that as well.
So tell everybody where this is located. It's on State Street, right?
Yes, it's 360 North State Street. It's State and Kinsey. So it's down the street from Harry Carey's restaurant, across from Trump Tower, so to speak, as well. And we're on the second floor of that museum. The Banksy art exhibit is actually on the fourth floor of the museum, which has been really great for our building as well. But yeah, 360 North State Street. And you know, for more information on this exhibit and others, you can visit museum.tv.
Dave Plyer, the chairman of the Museum of Broadcast Communications here in Chicago, and of course on the radio every weekend at 720 WGN. Tomorrow night, wait, yeah, tomorrow is Friday already. You will be on tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 7:30 with Robin and Paul. It's going to be a great conversation.
I will definitely be listening. Thanks for calling in the show this morning.
Thanks, Lisa. You're the best. Take care.